How do you feel about the flow of the way your team
plays? No, I liked our game today, our road game, even aside from coming off the break. We were patient. I thought we were really good in the first in terms of control and the flow of the play. I thought it got to even after that, which was fine. And then I liked the quality. We had 5 A-plus chances, you know, really solid chances. And didn't trade too much in that to doing it. They had a 2-on-1 and another kind of odd man. But I liked our game today. Played well.
Stands out for you for just the continuation of your club continuing to do it shift after shift and not get frustrated.
Well, we got into a game in Chicago that was similar to that, and I don't know that we handled it poorly, but we seemed frustrated in the game, but we hit a bunch of posts at the end. We couldn't get it to 2-2, so I thought this was a real good upgrade from that. We seemed pretty composed on the bench, but it wasn't. We had a few chances, you know. I think this time of year, it used to be everybody'd say after the All-Star break. I think now it's probably after that week-long break that everybody gets. It's going to be tight games just like that. You got to be real comfortable in that.
The video review was obviously huge too, wasn't it? To have the 2-0 goal taken off the board.
Yeah, that was good.
Who gets the credit for that? Matthew Perreault was saying he was pretty adamant.
It's all Matty. Matty makes the calls on the bench. Yeah. See where Matty is the next one that goes against us on that.
How much did you need to be convinced to challenge? Or were you pretty sure?
No, I was challenging either way for the timeout effect. If I thought it was close, I was making that challenge either way. But I'd be... I don't know how comfortable coaches are in thinking that they know what the call is going to end up being when they make that call, to be honest.
Well, it's never too early to think playoff hockey. Think how to play in playoff hockey. I know it's been a while. Do you see your team developing that mindset, those habits, the skill set?
All of those things that you're talking about are going to be the key piece to making the playoffs. When you look at the Central Division, very real good chance that all the Central teams win today. And it's going to be like that right down. So we get into that playoff mode now. We're not talking about it so as in the idea that, hey, we're getting there, it's going to be easy, and then we've got to be this kind of team. We need to be that kind of team now. Play games like we played like this on the road. I was happy with that game.
Paul, did you think you managed the 3-on-3 overtime a little differently, better?
I didn't think either team had a whole lot going on in that 3-on-3. You rarely see scrums. And there were about 4 of them, right? That was really unusual. There's some places that I still think we can get better on that. But we got it from wide open, trade a chance, give a chance. We got it down to scrums, and now we'll like to get a little more action. I mean, we won the 2 face-offs there. That's critical. I think there's more there.
How close is the PK getting to where you'd like it to be 4-for-4 today?
Yeah. Our PK's been good. I haven't felt even in the games that we've given up a goal that we've been that far off it. Connor was a real important part to that. I think that's where he had to do his heaviest work tonight. But it's getting better.
You said yesterday you opened the door to maybe Connor back-to-back, given the afternoon-evening combo. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to leave the door open. I'm going to think about it on the plane. I'll go through the game, see how much work I think he's had. Talk to him, see how he's feeling. I know all those goalies want to play. I think every goalie tell you they swear they feel better in back-to-back nights, and the stats would tell you that may not be true, except the other part of that stats is that it's the same team that goes on the ice, and they might be a little bit tired. So we get home at a reasonable hour before midnight, so that's usually a good sign that we'd be pretty fresh.